The pandemic has pushed our lives out of the office and online like never before. It's been a smooth transition for some, while for others, mental health resources on apps and websites have been helping them through the tough times. But until now, some of those resources haven't been accessible for people living with an intellectual disability. Our Disability Affairs reporter Naz Campanella explains.
Fiona McKenzie has spent much of her life shattering misconceptions.
They say you can't do certain things, and you know you can do them. People assume because of your disability you can't do it, but I get out there and I prove them wrong.
The 45-year-old Sydney woman who lives with an intellectual disability says for years she was teased and called names. It left her feeling depressed, and she knows seeking support, especially online, isn't easy when you have a disability.
Going onto a website when you've got a disability can be confronting because you don't know what the language is going to be like. So the language does need to be in a native format. And the pictures also need to reflect what the message is conveying in the words.
Now, Fiona McKenzie has been working with the Black Dog Institute and experts from the University of New South Wales to develop an accessible website called Healthy Mind to support people living with an intellectual disability manage their mental health. Chloe Heck is the Institute's Senior Project Officer.
People with an intellectual disability are more likely to suffer common mental health issues, such as depression, anxiety, than general population, but they also have many barriers to accessing appropriate and accessible services.
The website has easy-to-understand language as well as audio and pictures to take people through step-by-step activities. It includes how to identify unhelpful thinking, deep breathing techniques, strategies for relaxing and managing anxiety. Clinical psychologist Peter Baldwin also worked on the project.
Well, this is really designed by and for people with intellectual disability. A lot of effort has been put into making this a tool specifically for that community.
Figures show almost 470,000 Australians live with an intellectual disability and half will experience mental health issues.
There's a lot of frustration, anxiety, fear and sadness that come with having an intellectual disability and having things not necessarily built for you, but also it's highly stigmatised.
Fiona McKenzie hopes the Healthy Mind website can take some of that frustration away.
Because everyone has the right to be healthy and get fit and just know when things go wrong, there is a website that you can go to.
And that's Sydney woman Fiona McKenzie, ending that report by Naz Campanella.